Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
What is going on, everyone? It is Friday, June 14th, 2024. Welcome to Coexisting. My name is Rob Wilkins. That is Maggie. We want to say thank you for joining us today, one day before Clash at the Sandcastle. We are excited you are here, but we are excited to talk wrestling. Maggie, as we start every show, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. I just, I just hopped off of a prediction show over at True Heel Heat with SP3. I had such a fun show. I always have fun with SP3. I adore him. But previously, before that, I just got home from work. And as some of you may know, because I know you guys are, you know, Americans, like the majority of you guys. Americans. The Euro Football Cup is starting today.
And
that means that for an entire month we'll be watching football, and by football I mean real football.
Hey, you son of a bitch, don't go there.
Yes, real football. Never ever call it soccer in my presence. So an entire month worth of football, and I'm happy about that. I happen to know for a fact that we do have a bunch of Europeans in the chat on our show, for better or for worse, however you guys want to take that. So if any of you in the chat follow football, please give me your wildest predictions for Euro 2024. I'm really excited to see what you guys think, because it's a whole thing in my bar. So we have three televisions, and one of them is a huge ass, you know, projector with, you know, right in front of the stage. And we usually, during the summer, we have no concerts, because I've been pretty vocal on the show. In the summer, we get 50 degrees Celsius heat here. It is ridiculous. And you can ever, for any reason, make people go out at 7 p.m. for a concert. You can never do that, because like our concerts need to be over at 11 p.m. because of the neighbors. Because of the music, we can be too loud. So yeah, in front of the stage, there's a huge projector in which we watch football. And so again, let me hear you say all your weird ass predictions for the Euro Cup. It's going to be so great. But as we start the show, this is a wrestling show, by the way. Hi, guys. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us in the chat. Please leave a like on the video. Hit the thumbs up. This is the most direct way to support us, and it costs zero amount of money to do that. If you do want to open up your wallets for us, which we appreciate each and every week. We love you guys so much. You can send a super chat. It's the bottom of the YouTube live chat, the little dollar sign. Any donation will get your question or statement right on the air. If you're watching on other platforms other than YouTube, you can send a Humper Chat at humperchat.com. It will also get your question or statement right on the air. Please subscribe to Fightful Overbooks. Subscribe to Fightful Select. Our very own Corey Brennan is at Scotland right now. You're going to get a lot of scoops from him about the show. Sean will be following up on those as well. Might as well start talking about the show.
So before we get into the wrestling, I decided to look at the Euro website.
Of course you did. Yeah.
Tournament. So I have a question just because I like sports and you know this. So I see that there's a qualifying round, which Bulgaria is part of. Then there's a playoff round. And then there's like teams that are already in it. So what's the qualifying round for? What does that do?
Well, the qualifying rounds are for actually qualifying matches, you know, and we never win those. And Bulgaria hasn't been a part of that ever, for years and years.
Yeah, because I saw the group stage. That's why I was like, okay, well, what's the difference between the group stage and the qualifying? So that's what I didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah, so actually before the Euro started, there were a lot of friendly matches going on. So, like, the qualifiers are the actual qualifying matches.
So
Bulgaria hasn't been a part of any of those for, like, decades. I'm probably exaggerating, but even if Bulgaria is a part of any cup, I will never root for us because we suck, okay? We suck. What are you? It's a minute. Suck fucking donkey balls. Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
So, okay. So is Bulgaria completely out of it now already? Or have they already had those games?
Oh, yeah,
or?
Already. Like years ago. We found out. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I wasn't sure if that.
We were never a part of the cup.
Okay.
Like, we lost the qualifying matches a lot. So.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, time to move on. Let's talk a little wrestling. We have none other than Clash at the Sandcastle in Glasgow, Scotland. I don't know why I sounded Irish there, but oh well, who gives a damn? Let's start off with this banger. You have the tag team champions, Bianca Belair and Miss Jade Cargill, taking on Miss Shayna Baszler.
Did we lose Rob? Or am I the only one to lose Rob? I have no idea. Someone in the chat, please tell me if you can hear Rob, or is it just me? Okay, so it's not just me. Thank you, Corey Michaels, in the chat. So without Rob being actually able to remove the picture from the screen, you can actually only hear my voice, which is such a bummer for you guys. I am so sorry that you can only hear my voice. yes, thank you, Corey. It is just me, Oos, since day one-ish. Are you here already? No. Oh, you have mic.
I'm back. I got it. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you. I didn't want the chat to be stuck with only my voice. This sucks for them.
Sorry.
So, yeah.
No, I'm back.
Thank you for being back.
You're welcome. So let's start over with everything working this time. How about that? How about we get everything going? Let's do a start over. Here we go. We have Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair taking on Zoe Stark, Shayna Baszler, Alba Fire, and Isla Dawn.
Yes.
For the Women's Tag Team Championship Triple Threat Match. Maggie, who you got winning this?
Okay, so let me just get into it because this is exactly what I said on True Heel Heat. First of all, the Spooky Scottish Witches, which aren't no longer Spooky Scottish Witches because, like, they kind of abandoned that whole gimmick. I'm kind of pissed off about that, by the way. So they came in and cost, you know, Shayna and Zoe the tag team championships when they were facing Bianca and Jade. And, you know, the backstage interviewer, I totally lost, spaced out with the name of the interviewer. So, like, they asked them why they cost the match. And they will say, well, they just given away championship opportunities. And I'm like, excuse me, they fucking won a four-way elimination match for the number one contender spot. They're not giving it away. They won that opportunity. So I was kind of pissed off about that. Second of all, Shayna Baszler did great on NXT Battleground in her NXT Underground match. So the thing is, Shayna Baszler, did she? Yeah, Shayna Baszler choked Alba Fire out on this episode of Raw. So I'm not exactly sure what we're doing with Shayna and Alba. It just kind of feels like they got thrown into this match only because they remembered that they're from Scotland. So they decided to put them in this match. It's okay. I kind of feel like Jade and Bianca would absolutely win this match because I kind of feel like they just won those championships. And I feel like Jade is doing an amazing job developing her wrestling skills while she's in a tag team because she can do it more fluently that way. And I would like for her to keep that going. Also, they legitimately just crowned her. So just let's give it more time. And I just got used to seeing Jade with gold on her shoulder. I don't want that to end ever. I suppose the champs retain here, but I'm just so incredibly ready to see Alba Fire and Isla Dawn because I will always be an NXT UK lover, and I miss NXT UK a lot, and I miss Alba Fire and Isla Dawn being cared about. So I cannot wait for me to see the crowd cheering for them. That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
It's been a long time coming. What do you think?
I think, well, earlier this week, I thought for the longest time, I'm like, well, you know, I think they might be the ones that win a Scotland, you know, like they might be the only one, like the only ones that win a Scotland. But I think Bianca and Jade will retain here. So I think Jade and Bianca will retain and they will keep going. That's my prediction.
Yes.
So we will move on to our next match.
I see Ricardo in the chat. Ricardo, did you just have a birthday the other day? Or did I miss something? You celebrated something like a couple of days ago and I just cannot remember what. Just because like I see you in the chat and I just thought I'd ask. We can move on while he's typing that in.
All righty. Our next match, Sami Zayn defending his Intercontinental Championship title against Mr. Chad Gable. This match is going to hump.
In the words of Sean Ross. Did you decide just not to do the graphics?
I did. I just did it.
You know, you just did it now.
No, I thought I just did it before.
No.
Oh, I swear to God, I hit it. Maybe not. Either way.
That's fine. That is fine.
Either way, Chad Gable's going to get this win, I think. I think he's going to get the title.
Oh, you think so?
I think so. I do think so. But it's really hard to say. I mean, I could totally see So what I hope is, it's kind of what Scott George just said. What I hope happens is I would prefer to see Sammy win and Otis just finally have enough of Gable, and he does like the turn here, like at this show where the crowd just freaking loses it. That way you get that response, and you can use that forever for future highlights, stuff like that. That's what I prefer. I just have a feeling the way it's going, I think Chad will get that title. I hope I'm wrong. I do hope I'm wrong, but I think Chad gets the win here. I'll be pleasantly surprised if I'm wrong. But as we know, I usually suck at these prediction shows, so
I kind of feel like we both do. We haven't done great.
Yeah. So I either way, I'll be fine. Like with this match, I just hope it humps. I think, yeah, the other thing too is if Chad wins the title, I could see him having enough. Like, this is where he like loses it, on where he just pushes Otis, Tozawa, and Maxine to the side, and that's where he introduces the Creeds and even Ivy Nile. Like, I got rid of you losers. I don't need you anymore. I'm bringing winners on with me now. He does something like that. I would prefer them to let Otis just do that. Like, have his turn first. Like, let him get that massive reaction and not let the Creeds, like, don't let the Creeds beat them down first, you know, because that will kind of ruin it, in my opinion, because you know it's art. So you need to let Otis get that moment before you go with the Creeds, in my opinion. That's what you need to do. But I think Gable wins. But I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. Go ahead.
We've always shared our thoughts about how, you know, sometimes WWE were too into creating moments and not stars. Previously, not anymore. It's a different regime. Now they need to take care of this exact moment that you were talking about. So I completely agree with you about the Otis thing. I do see it happening both ways, by the way. I can see Sami Zayn retaining here because I kind of feel like they need to move on from that persona that they've built for Sami Zayn, that he's always the one who gets screwed. He's always the one who people turn their back on. You know, that kind of character. I feel like they need to move away from that because I kind of feel like they need to build him up as a credible intercontinental champion, you know, someone that can successfully defend. I know that he's defended that intercontinental championship. I know that he has, but like, give him something more. Give him a hill that he can climb on, knowing and, you know, being sure in himself, you know, being a dominant champion. I would like to see Sami Zayn as a dominant champion. That's all I'm saying. Because, like, let's move on from that underdog thing. Like, I know he's a genuine underdog that, like, he's the one. When you think underdog, you don't see CM Punk anymore. You see Sami Zayn. You see Chad Gable when he was a face. Like, those are the ones that you see. But, like, I kind of feel like we can move on past that because, like, Sami Zayn is a genuine ring general. So that's no longer a thing. I can see Chad Gable losing the match and being pissed off that Otis didn't help him, so Otis finally turns on him. And the crowd goes wild, and then maybe on Raw you get the Creeds, you know, yeah,
beating. That's what I hope happens.
Yeah, that's what you can get. I will not be mad if Chad Gable actually wins here, because I've been on the Chad Gable bandwagon for years now. I will never forgive them for Shorty G.
Yeah, so just have to go with one person for that. One dipshit for the Shorty G thing.
Yeah, sure. Like, I know they're not there anymore, but, like, come on. Yeah. It's...
Oh, no, I agree with you there. I mean, I'm
yeah,
I'm
just but, like, they need to make good here. They need to make good. Like, they didn't give Chad Gable King of the Ring that year. I was hoping that he would win King of the Ring, but, like, Baron Corbin did, and he got robbed there. He definitely got robbed. So I'm going to go with Sammy, but I wouldn't be mad if something else happens. Sammy's been beloved everywhere that he goes. So, like, plus it's a Scottish audience. They're going to ole the crap out of him. So
ole, 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 ole. Yeah,
I'm looking forward to that.
All right. Well, we got a super chat from Ryan Sullivan. He says, can't watch live because I'm at a fancy work event, but Castle Clash anyways.
Like, or what the fuck?
Castle Clash away.
Yes, this is supposed to be your fancy pants work event. Ryan, we love you so much, but this is the fancy pants work thing. It's the Clash of the Sand Castles in the Sky. So, yes. Right. Also, Ricardo, happy birthday. I did see your chat. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Thank you so much for joining us every week. Thank you for supporting us, and thank you for rooting for us. And we're rooting for you too as well. Thank you so much.
And then we have another super chat.
Eric's here also. Yes, thank you.
He says, hi, everyone. As someone who binges movies besides Lord of the Ring and Debbie Does Dallas, what movie series would you recommend binging? Keep being awesome. Maggie, I'll let you answer.
Binging movies, like movie binging. Okay, of course you can't go wrong with Star Wars. I mean, that's kind of a given. Lord of the Rings is another one. I always adored Lord of the Rings marathons. You can go with Harry Potter if that's your thing. I love Harry Potter because I was always in love with Ron. Ron Weasley. Otherwise, you can just go with TV series. I know that, you know, just watch the David Lynch movies. Watch Mulholland Drive like 15,000 times. You can never go wrong with that. And then just try figuring it out, Lost Highway. Just try. Try.
So every year, I binge watch the John Wick movies. Now okay. I got another one. So that helps. I also binge watch the... Equalizer movies with Denzel Washington.
Equalizer movies, yeah, those. Okay. You the can enjoy Olympus. Pedro Pascal in one of them.
Yeah, the second one. The Olympus Has Fallen, or like London Has Fallen movies. Mm-hmm. I enjoy those with Gerard Butler. And the last series I binge watched was, I'm kind of going through an 80s action movie, not like great movies, but like Death Wish with Charles Bronson. I recently watched 1 through 5 of that, so those are what I recently watched. But for as far as a TV show, I haven't really binge watched a TV show since Fallout. So
when was Fallout?
A couple months ago or 2 months ago, but
yeah, okay.
But I mean, The Boys, I was considering waiting for that. Or, you know what? Technically, never mind. X-Men 97, I binge-watched, so.
X-Men 97 is worth binging because it is so good. Such good. It captures everything. Like, it still remained the X-Men, the old original X-Men, because, like, that is my first love animation-wise.
Side note on that. Doesn't the beginning of Bailey's theme music sound
a bit
like... Yeah, it kind of
a bit. Like I understand where you're coming from but not anymore.
No, yeah. I know, but I'm just saying it reminds me of it. All right, so. All right,
also,
let's move
you
on.
Can never go wrong with the Avengers also because it's something Christ serious. Lord. Yeah, Saw is also.
The second one, not so much.
It's Saw.
No, I'm talking about the second movie series he's talking about. Human Centipede.
Oh, okay.
That one. Yeah, the Saw movies are fine. Those are good.
Yeah.
But, all right. Let's move it on here.
Thank you for supporting us. Make us a bit richer. If instead more super chat. Oh my God! Is this Penny?
I don't know. I hope so. Wait, it doesn't matter. I like everybody there. Let's see if this.
We love wrestling here. We love wrestling and True Heel Heat and everyone. Your guys rock. Thank you so much for joining.
All right, let's move on to our next match.
Keep paying us super chats, by the way.
None other than Bayley. This is Piper Niven. And Bayley retains. Sorry, Scotland. Bayley retains.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. The same question that I asked SP3. How are you feeling about Bayley's title run so far?
I wish they had something better going for her, because it hasn't been, it's not her fault by any means. It's just what they've given her. The fact that they're hurting like on SmackDown for
they are
talent. And I understand why they don't want, well, I shouldn't say I understand. Tiffany Stratton, I think they're going to put the rocket. They're going to strap the rocket to her next year. I think she's going to be a champion next year. I'm starting to wonder if we're going to see a Naomi Hill turn pretty soon, because Bayley needs a story here, and they're not going with, in my opinion, they're not going with Bianca versus Bayley, which I thought they would be after WrestleMania
again.
Well, that what I'm saying, like, that's what I thought they were doing. Like they didn't really go into it. That's what everybody really thought they were going to do, but they didn't. But I think we're going to see a Naomi Hill turn soon. And I think this is just an early prediction on my part. I think we're getting Bayley versus Naomi at SummerSlam. Unless Charlotte Flair gets back soon. I could see
Charlotte. I have no idea how she is health-wise.
Yeah. I mean, hell, she was kicking ass in rehab not too long ago, so who knows? But I think
she's a freak, okay?
Well, yeah. Like, yeah, oh well, of course. But I think I haven't really liked the title reign, but it's not on Bayley. It's what they've given her. I mean, this match was thrown at her because, and I get it, Piper Niven, Piper Niven's a good candidate, or a good challenger rather, but it's, we know why. Oh, you know what? I forgot. Bayley's going to be wrestling Nia probably at SummerSlam, right?
Because she won Queen of the Ring. Absolutely. Yeah,
that confuses me. So
I keep forgetting also, just like the, yeah.
Damn, I hate that. I hate that they do that. The SummerSlam thing. I don't like that. That's just me, though, I guess. Maybe there's other people. I prefer them to get that title shot when they want it. But that's me.
Yeah, but like winning Queen of the Ring and King of the Ring should be a thing that gets rewarded.
It should be.
It's just like the Owen, winning the Owen.
I mean, I agree. It's just I wish it wasn't for SummerSlam that far in advance.
That's far in advance. That's what you meant. Okay. So for me, I'm not going to be so soft as you were expressing yourself about this, because I'm fucking pissed.
But the other thing is I like Bayley a lot. So
yes, and that's why both of us are so mad about this. I mean, you tried being civil, but I'm fucking not going to be civil. Okay?
You?
No.
Wow. This is brand new. Everybody, hold on.
Stop depressing.
Hold on to your boobs, yeah. I guess.
Please hold on to your boobs right now. So This makes me incredibly angry, okay? Like, the last time that everyone was so fucking behind her when she won the Royal Rumble and she was pointing at the WrestleMania sign and that entire audience was pointing at that set sign with her. That was so incredible. And I was like, okay, we're getting towards the point when they can no longer not acknowledge the fact that everyone in the entire world is so in love with Bayley and they're so behind her. Even when back in the day when she was a heel, with whole ding dong hello thing, just bring that back. Bring that back. And by the way, she was the only one that could have brought up the Piper's Pit when she was feuding with Piper. Like, why didn't they do that? It's pissing me off. So when they were building towards the Bayley match at WrestleMania, so they didn't build that match at all. And as WrestleMania was, I know it was the whole, okay, you guys stabbed me in the back. I tried to, you know, to build damage control as a credible faction and everything. And they talked behind their back and it was such a slow burn. But like the turn itself was something to look forward to. But the build towards the WrestleMania match wasn't the thing that I was looking forward to. So I was like, okay, they didn't build towards Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair at all until WrestleMania. So, but like, I'm still talking about that match. It's probably one of my favorite WrestleMania matches to this day. And I'm still talking about it and I'm still hyped every time I watch it. So I was like, maybe this is the case of this. The match is going to be awesome no matter the lack of build towards it. And then it really wasn't. I mean, no one was talking about that after WrestleMania. And they've done nothing with Bayley after that. So I'm kind of pissed. This thing that they're building towards with Nia can actually work. But only if Bayley is able to beat Nia. But I kind of feel like Nia will beat Bayley. That's the horrible truth. I know Nia is like leaps ahead of herself when she was previously a part of WWE. She's improved immensely, and I'm happy about that. But if that comes at the cost of Bayley, I have no idea how I'm going to feel about that. Like, we're going to talk about this when we get to that. But right now, for Piper, I love the fact that they actually gave her a bit of a push, you know, but it did kind of feel like, oh, you know, a show at Glasgow is coming. Like, let's randomly bring back people that weren't on TV for a while. I don't know if any of the home talent are going to leave this premium live event with wins, but it sure as hell isn't going to be Piper Niven. And this is nothing against Piper. Again, I am such a sicko for NXT UK. So I enjoy everyone that came out of NXT UK. And I hope that this will just bring a bit of life back into the WWE main roster women's division, because it's been kind of rough.
Yeah. No, I would agree with that. So it sounds like we both have Bayley winning.
Yes, Bayley.
Alrighty. So we will move on to our next match here. We'll just go ahead and go with this one. I was going to save this for the main event because I think it will.
No. Let's save this for the main event. Let's go with the other one. This is going to be the main event.
All right. So, AJ Styles versus Cody Rhodes for the WWE title. You got AJ winning?
Okay, hear me out. I like be on the edge of your feet, of the seat, okay?
On the edge of my feet, okay.
Yeah, the edge of your feet is correct. Okay, so Cody's mom is there.
Yes.
Yes, she made the trip. So AJ Styles goes for a Styles Clash on Cody's mom. Cody says, "I quit," and AJ Styles does it anyway. Fuck them moms, okay? Fuck all the moms. I don't
I've
care.
actually seen that video
Yeah,
on a
I'm
different
sure you
website,
do. And
but
then Brandi Rhodes comes out and she gets Styles Clash too because she's also a mom. So fuck all the moms. I don't care. I want AJ Styles to win. Okay. I know
you know
this
what
isn't happening.
you
I
know
know
what
this
Brandy
isn't.
you know what Brandy would actually do if she came out, right?
I hate that. So I hope.
Wendy.
What?
Give me Brandy versus Wendy.
Oh, what? No.
Joking, but
Yeah, so I know that Cody Rhodes is gonna win here, but I don't want to see AJ Styles say I quit. Like I don't want to see that.
I don't either.
The stupid thing is, I know that the entire internet is talking, it's bringing up The Rock against Mankind with that tape of Mankind saying, "I quit." I know because Cody Rhodes made a thing out of saying, "I quit," about 5,000 times ever since that match got made. And I don't know if there's any grounds to that. Like, I seriously have no idea. What I really want to see is Cody Rhodes' mom getting Styles clashed because she was a big part of the build towards WrestleMania, Mama Rhodes and everything. And they didn't actually do a lot with her. And this pisses me off. Like, oh, your title belt with, no, your weight belt with Cody's blood and everything. Like, we didn't have a payoff. I want someone to beat the crap out of Cody's mom. And just, maybe stuff will happen then. I know that I will never root against AJ Styles.
Oh, I
I'm
know.
sorry. I'm sorry. I want AJ to win. I don't care if, like, what anyone says. He can win via fuckery, okay? Protect Cody Rhodes and be it fuckery, okay? I don't care. Cody Rhodes is winning. I'm picking Cody here. It's an obvious pick, obviously. But AJ, forever, I love you. For all the people who keep saying that he's washed, you better go wash your ass because you've obviously never done that.
Yeah, exactly. Hell with them. They don't know shit if they say that about AJ Styles.
Yeah.
Hell with them. We don't want them. We don't want their ass. We don't need them. I want AJ to win so bad, but I know it's not going to happen. I would freak just like you if it did happen. But I know the internet would lose their mind, and that's part of the reason why I also would love to see it happen.
Yeah.
But AJ win, or excuse me, Cody wins, and I don't know where it brings AJ after this. That's my thing.
Exactly. What happens to AJ after that? That's
Yeah.
what I'm asking.
Yep.
I don't want him to win Money in the Bank because
I know where it's gonna take AJ. It's gonna take him TNA to win that title.
TNA,
Moose.
you keep beating that drum, right?
Yeah. Hey.
Okay.
It sounds like he wants to do it.
Well, he's always gonna have a
I know.
soft spot for TNA.
I know,
I mean,
but
he was Mr. TNA.
yeah, I mean.
I mean, TNA were so heartbroken when he left that they changed their name. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what I want. That's what I need. If that's what I need, that's what I need AJ Styles to go to after this. If he does not, and like I said, will not win the title. Let him go get that title at TNA. Let him beat Moose's ass for that title. That's what I want. Too sweet me, brother.
Yes.
So, all right, let's main event it. Let's get to that main event right now.
Sacrifice! 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 Sacrifice!
I didn't hit it last week, so you know, I did it for the kids.
Why?
There you go. Damian Priest defending his title against Mr. Drew McIntyre. Scotland's own going after Mr. Damian Priest. Maggie.
What do you think?
This one's tough because we've constantly thought that Drew was going to get his title shot or was going to get his title at Clash of Champions.
He did get a title, but
I mean, to keep the title is what I thought. I didn't think he was going to win it at WrestleMania, like deep down. Me neither. And I thought they were going to just save it for Clash at the Castle, but this one's really hard because
no words, just like me.
Yeah. World Heavyweight Championship, Drew McIntyre wins because I think Finn Balor cost Damian Priest the title. There you go. There you have it.
Okay, so here's my two cents of this whole situation because it's a lot. So I actually think that Finn Balor is winning Money in the Bank this year. When Finn Balor wins Money in the Bank, there are a lot of ways that they can do this. There is a story if Damian Priest still has that championship. There's also a story if Damian Priest is no longer champion and they can actually, like, Priest can actually be jealous of Finn Balor. Also, they're kind of building towards Finn Balor going in and out of cars with Liv Morgan. So that's also something to look forward to. So when it comes to Drew McIntyre, I still have such a sour taste in my mouth from the last time that they were in at Clash at the Sandcastle. First of all, they had him lose the match against Roman Reigns via via fuckery from Solo Sikoa. So Solo Sikoa cost Drew McIntyre the match. And after that, they made him do karaoke for Miss American Pie. And he's been pretty vocal on interviews recently saying that this was the low point of his life. And he wasn't in character. He was being really genuine when he said that. It was the moment that he felt so incredibly heartbroken. So doing a sing-along with Tyson Fury, go figure, isn't something that one is looking forward to. I feel like they kind of owe him for that alone. But the thing I'm saying here that the champion that is Drew McIntyre is the third most important person in this match. And this makes him the least important person in this match. Because the two important people in this match are Drew McIntyre and CM Punk. He's not even the main character in the match that he's the champion in. That is the sad situation here. Drew McIntyre, Damian Priest deserves so much better. I don't know which way they go here. I feel like they owe Drew a lot. I feel like they owe Priest a lot. Damian Priest won that Money in the Bank championship last year when they had no idea and no clue what they were going to do with him. It was a different regime. Maybe they can do it differently next time. But both Drew and Damian Priest deserve a lot because of everything that happened previously. So when it comes to CM Punk, people are reporting that CM Punk was potted in Scotland. Sure. We all expected that to happen. The thing is, you kind of feel like CM Punk building towards his feud with Drew McIntyre. The CM Punk is the smart one here, right? I kind of feel like that's where they're building towards. So CM Punk needs to be smart enough to know that eventually when he comes back stronger and when he's no longer injured, he is going to have a match against Drew McIntyre. And why would he cost Drew McIntyre the championship when he knows that if Drew McIntyre is a champion, that match could be for that championship?
Yeah.
So I feel like he should be smarter than that. And he should not be the one costing him the match. On the other hand, they can build towards CM Punk hating Drew McIntyre so much that he knows that Drew McIntyre not having that championship is more important to CM Punk than the championship itself. They can build towards that. Because I know and I support people when they say that CM Punk and Drew McIntyre, that entire match, does not need a championship because they've done such a wonderful job building this feud that it just doesn't need a title. It's already done. Everyone already cares about this and it hasn't even happened yet. I mean, like, it's not even on the way. Like, they're building, like, putting one stone again ahead of each other. What's the phrase called? Putting one stone.
1 foot in front of the other.
Yes. One foot. I'm sorry. I just lost my thought. I feel like you understand where I'm going with this. They can go a million ways here. And that's what is so incredibly exciting about it. Damn it.
What?
I'm going to pick Damian Priest.
Okay.
But I really want to pick Drew McIntyre. What they can do here is CM Punk going inside the ring, costing Drew McIntyre, but he accidentally hits Damian Priest. And Drew McIntyre claymores Punk, he claymores Priest, and he pins him 1-2-3. This is an idea from SP3, by the way. I didn't think of that. But that is a possibility, and they can save a lot of things with this. Again, the fact that I have no idea where they're going with this is the thing that excites me. I mean, I'm already excited about the show because I love European premium live events because I can watch them live. I know that this is a given for you guys. The only time in the year where you're facing, you know, the crappy start time for events is around Wrestle Kingdom. Yes. So like I'm always looking forward to when I watch shows live. It's a different thing. I mean, I couldn't watch SmackDown live today because of the predictions I did on True Heel Heat. But I will watch it tomorrow when I wake up. So yeah, that's my two cents of the story. I have no idea where they're going with this. But I know that I'm anxious to see where this goes.
Yeah.
Also with Money in the Bank right around the corner.
I just think
I know I it's so hard.
I know this. I just want him to get this great reaction. Is really what I want. They owe him for that stupid bullshit singing American Pie 2 years ago. He did say that that was like the lowest moment that he's had. Oh my God, I'm still embarrassed even watching it. So
it was really awkward, and you can tell. I mean, Tyson Fury looked incredibly, you know, happy that he was in the ring, but like that's about it.
Yeah. Yep. So.
Soupy's question, do we see Joe Hendry? I don't think we do, because like he has a match against all odds.
But we do believe in him. That's
I will forever believe in Joe Hendry. Thank you, Soupy, for the super chat, by the way.
Now airplanes do exist. Airplanes do exist, but it's
sure. I just don't see.
I don't see why they would do that. I don't think him going to a main show would be what they would go
they
with.
Bring up like Drew McIntyre has brought up Joe Hendry in interviews with Tom Campbell from Cultaholic. It's an 11-hour window, but like, trust me, 11 hours. If I can sleep for 11 hours, I'm going to sleep for 11 hours. I understand what you mean. I will pop immensely if that happens. I'm going to lose it, because Joe Hendry is such a perfect guy for WWE. I mean, he's made for WWE and that entire gimmick. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. So.
I wouldn't put money on it, but I will be extremely happy if it does happen.
Yeah. All right. So there's that. That is your Clash
Clash of the Sandcastle.
Clash of the Sandcastle prediction show. It's going to be a good show, I think.
It is.
Then
it is.
There'll probably be, I would think they'll probably add a match. You think they'll do another, like, add a match tomorrow? Like, didn't they do that with the last show? Didn't they add a match, like, right before?
Well, I don't remember anymore, because, like, there's so much wrestling.
It was
people who have already watched SmackDown, like, please, without any spoilers in the chat, did they add a match for the pay-per-view? Like, I can kind of see them putting a on the kickoff show.
Yeah.
Like, yes. Speaking of against all odds, you know, NXT Battleground happened this past week. I'll tell you what, this was so weird. I got up on a Monday and watched NXT on a Monday because, you know, the pay-per-view was on Sunday. This was the weirdest thing, because I always watch NXT on Wednesday, and Wednesday is my day off. And like, I almost got dressed and went out to run some errands, and I'm like, oh, it's Monday, okay? I have to go to work. It's Monday. So this was the weirdest thing. It was an okay show. I mean, they did crown the first American, first ever women's North American champion in the eyes of Kelani Jordan. That's fine. I have no idea where they go from there, because like, what we saw this week was Kelani Jordan having no idea how to talk on the microphone while everyone is chanting, "You deserve it," because she was so anxious. And this is not on her, by the way. Like, they haven't given her time on the microphone to establish a personality other than being incredibly good in the ring, other than that. So they haven't given her an opportunity to, you know, tell us who she is. They did that with Sol Ruka, by the way. They did that with Sol Ruka. They didn't do it with Kalani Jordan, but I suppose that we're going to see in the future what leads to that. We did see Trick Williams versus Ethan Page. This was, you know, it is what it is. Ethan Page almost got DQ'd because he wasn't gonna stop, you know, kicking the crap out of Trick Williams in, you know, the corner after the five count from the ref. And then Trick Williams, you know, took advantage of that and hit him with the knee. What I want us to talk about was Cody's visit on this week's NXT. So
that was—I mean, weird. We know why that was done, right?
Yeah, of course, of course. So he said that Trick Williams will find out next week who's his next opponent, because they're going to have a 25-man battle royal next week to determine his next opponent. And he did say that maybe it's not going to be on only one roster, and it's going to be so fucking hilarious if it ends up being people from the main roster and not TNA.
It's going to
be so hilarious.
I think there's going to be at least one.
I know. Sure. I understand. But, like, it's going to be really funny if that ends up happening. What also happens is Cody Rhodes gave JC Jane his dashing mask. And I popped for that.
That was really cool.
It was really cool. It was such not. And you could see that this meant a lot to her as well. And the other thing that happened, that he was seen backstage with Ethan Page, Sean Spears, and Alexis King. And he looked at the three of them and he said, "Seems like you guys are in a good place." And I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like that little nod, okay? I like that. Because, like, it's the same with Otis. Otis mentioned Mandy Rose and Tucker without even mentioning their real names. He said, My Peach and Tucker. He didn't mention them by name, but we all knew what he was talking about. So this is, I like when they do a little nod and, you know, a wink and a nudge. I'm a fan of that. So, NXT was good. Like, a lot of things didn't make sense for me on NXT, but we did you see Wendy Chu?
Yeah.
Coming back? Okay, so I'm gonna need an explanation for that, because, like, for weeks they had her waking up.
Yeah.
And then doing stuff in a bathroom and everything, like, that's fine. But, like, what led to this? Like,
tell me
what led to this. Give me an explanation. Give me a backstory. Just so I like Wendy Chu. I've always liked Wendy Chu. I'm just gonna need.
I think thank you, Ace. That's probably the best way to look at it.
Thank you, Ace. This is why we have people in the chat. The people in the chat are explaining NXT to us, just so NXT don't do that themselves. I will always pop for that. Thank you for this, Ace. You're the true ace here. Thank you for that.
And he also managed. Well, it's his friend, the other ace now manages Joe Henry, which was weird, by the way. Just to go off topic there, how about that? Did you watch
TNA? Ace Austin?
No, Ace Steel.
Oh, Ace Steel.
Did you watch TNA?
No, I haven't watched. Yeah. Like, I've missed TNA for a long time. I only follow.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Jordan Grace does. She is going to have an open challenge for the Knockouts Championship. I was so mad.
Damn you.
I was extremely mad because Jordan Grace and Roxanne had such an instant classic together. They were so good. And then they decided to ruin everything by Tatum Paxley coming out to the ring and stealing the Knockouts Championship. And then commentary was like, oh my God, it's Dana Ash by Elegance.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know that someone told him to say that because it's funny. Okay, it is funny. It was kind of funny. But I know they're building towards Dana Brooke now known as Ash by Elegance in TNA versus Jordynne Grace. Okay, that's fine. But like, this entire thing ruined the match for me. Every part of this ruined the match for me because it was such a wonderful thing. And then it all went down the toilet because like 20 seconds later, Roxanne Perez was pitting Jordynne Grace, even though Jordynne Grace was ragdolling her a lot throughout the entire match. The thing that we saw here was Jordynne Grace being able to hang with WWE talent. That's what I saw. That's what I choose to see. So she's going to have an open challenge at Against All Odds. I'm pretty certain that it's going to be Tatum Paxley. And I have nothing against that. I hope she gets exposure for a different type of wrestling audience. I hope that she can get some reps in, you know, with people who have been in the business for a long time now. I just wish that it could have been Natalya. Like, we all wanted to see Natalya versus Jordynne Grace. That's the thing I wanted to see. I could not, for the life of me, remember if we got to see a sneak peek of that at the Rumble. Believe me, for the life of me, I cannot remember if that happened. But yeah,
I don't recall. I don't think it.
I really don't know. I really don't know.
Somebody in chat, one of our stat guys will know.
Yeah.
So, before we move on to the. Let's go ahead and just do this. Let's go ahead and go on to the Cooper effect. Yes. Just easier.
Guys, hi. I'm going to tell you a wonderful story about a dog that saved his owner. So, like, the owner of this pickup has one of his dogs to thank for his life after a loss of control in the mountains of Oregon, saw him turn over into a ravine. So, according to a statement from Baker County Sheriff's Office, the dog managed to negotiate 4 miles of wilderness and trails to make its way back to a campsite where some of Garrett's family had been staying. Garrett is the name of the driver that had the road accident. So he hadn't returned to camp that night, so they were already worried and on the edge, and the appearance of the dog confirmed their fears. Meanwhile, the driver, Garrett, was able to crawl approximately 100 yards from the vehicle, where he spent the night on dry ground because he was obviously in the river. The rest of the party continued to search for him, and family members located his vehicle on the morning of June 3rd, calling emergency services at this time. So yet another case of a dog being wonderful in saving their owners. Where would we be without doggies?
I don't know, but don't want to know. I know that much. Yeah,
we don't want none.
Correct.
Such a good dog. That's a good boy.
For sure. Yeah. So let's talk a little AEW. So this
Rob,
past,
yes, you were attending Dynamite in Des Moines, Iowa, or like 13-year-old Maggie would say, Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Yeah, so you were in Iowa. Tell us everything. How was your experience apart from Wardlow not being pushed?
So it was a fun show, good show to be at. It was the start of the first time we've heard AEW bring up the Blood and Guts for this year. So Blood and Guts match that the Young Bucks, Okada and Jungle Boy or Jack Perry will be challenging Swerve and a couple of people. Obviously, it sounds like Swerve's going to pick his team, is the way it's sounds like it's going to go down there. So that was good. The opening match with Dustin Rhodes and Jack Perry was really fun. I don't know how I haven't been able to watch it. I will rewatch it on TV. But in person, it was fun. So I enjoyed that. The overall show, like, experience was pretty fun. I mean, it was different. Like, when you go into a, it's the first time I've gone to a show in Des Moines in a long time. So it was weird because there was a lot of, the only thing I did not like was it was a wrestling crowd with a lot of vulgar comments for things that I don't really care for, you know. That was my problem. Like,
really? What, like,
yeah, just like LGBT stuff, you know.
Oh,
like,
okay. Anti, okay.
That was kind of that was a letdown. But and I can't say, well, that happens at every wrestling show. It really doesn't happen at every wrestling show. So it kind of sucked to hear it at this one. I'm not saying this was every fan by any means. It was just a few of them. And it was just, it is unfortunate. But overall, the show was good. It was a good time. I got to see Will Washington again. I got to meet Ryan Drost of Top Rope Nation. He does a show with our friend Jesse Velasquez. So that was cool. So that made the trip worth it. But that Will Ospreay, Rey Fénix match.
Yeah.
My God. That was something. But the show overall was
Mercedes
good.
Moné versus Zuxis was...
Oh, yeah, that was badass, too. My chicken tender moment was the Jericho.
Sure.
I got up, and that was my bathroom break. Look, don't get me wrong. I think what Jericho's doing right now is... a lot better than what he has been doing, in my opinion, because it's actually made me laugh. But I'm not Private Party guys, so I just went and did my thing. I was fine, you know.
Well, you're not a Private Party person because, like, they haven't done anything with Private Party.
Yeah, and it's just, and yeah, it's,
like, recently, like,
yeah, I'm just
the whole thing that they were mushed together with was the Matt Hardy thing.
Yeah.
And Matt Hardy isn't there anymore.
So I mean, don't get me wrong, they're great wrestlers. It's just I knew
amazing. They're like amazing wrestlers. Do you know what I want them to do? I want them to make Private Party and Top Flight the next, you know, Matt Hardy, Jeff Hardy, and, you know, three teams in AEW, young three teams, yeah, that they need to establish in order for them to be the future of the tag team division. Private Party, Top Flight, and one more team. They need to do that. Maybe the Guns. Like, I know that a lot of people don't like the Guns because of, you know, their current gimmick. They're a pretty good tag team. Just because you don't like the bang bang scissor fuck thing that happened, like, it's not, and I understand, but like, it's not because they're awful wrestlers.
And I should clarify, my problem wasn't like with Private Party per se, it's just I knew what was gonna go down, you know, per se. Like, I knew, I knew how the segment was gonna go. I mean, I didn't know like word for word, but I had a feeling like, so it was like, if this is the time to go, like. So I went. So it was fun. The drive down was good. The drive back home was good. So I enjoyed it.
How many hours was your drive?
It's a 3-hour drive, but I make it in about 2.5 to 2:45.
Okay.
I mean,
is that one direction or
Yeah, but One Direction.
What the fuck? One Direction?
Yeah. It's a 3-hour drive, like, usually. So
it's 6 hours drive.
Yeah, it was fine.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Maggie, you know me. I drive like when I can sometimes. So
yeah, that's fine. But like I'm from Bulgaria. 6 hours. Do you even
have cars in Bulgaria?
Shout out to
there.
Ryan.
You go, Ryan. Shout Fucker. Out.
Fucker. Yeah. So 6 hours for a Bulgarian, that's a lot. And not only Bulgarian, I'm from Plovdiv. You don't need a car in this city at all. Like, you don't need one. Unless you have a family or you're a drummer. Like, those are the two reasons why you need a car. Yeah, so 6 hours is a long way.
Yeah, it was fun, you know, just a couple of stops here and there, you know.
Okay.
It was good. Okay. So we had fun.
I enjoyed the pay-per-view. Dynamite. I enjoyed Dynamite.
How did the crowd come across?
Well, I need to start paying more attention to that. The crowd reactions. I have a soft spot for Iowa because of Seth Rollins and Slipknot. So I'm always gonna, you know, have a soft spot for that sort of crowd. I'll tell you what I liked. I liked them opening the show with Swerve. Open the show with your champion. That's a wonderful thing. So the thing about Swerve and the Elite, what do you think the teams are? Because like the Elite come out and they're like, okay, so we dig you. We think you're cool, and we're gonna have to have blood and guts. So will you be our fifth member on our team? And they try to give him their sneakers, but like, of course he says no. So they decide to beat him up, but then the Acclaim come out and I wanted to puke.
So, you know how close I was to getting one of those shoes?
How?
About 600 feet.
Okay.
just messing, but it was when they threw the shoes in the crowd, I thought that was actually pretty good. And two different people got them. So that was what made it even better.
So that's a wonderful thing. So I don't want the Acclaimed anywhere near Blood and Guts. I hate this.
They did not get much of a reaction in the crowd.
I paid no attention to that. But if I'm the only person who isn't okay with that, that's fine. If the people are interested in seeing the Acclaim being a part of that, that's fine. But I just don't buy it. I don't care about the Acclaimed, and it's been a while now. And I don't know, man. If people make a point out of a returning Hangman being the fifth from the Elite, but at the same time, the Elite are the ones who suspended Hangman for hitting a ref. In kayfabe, why would he return and be on their team? In kayfabe. Like, I understand, like, a bunch of stuff happened. Okay, that's fine.
In kayfabe, I think they'll go, hey, we gave you some time off, buddy. See, this is what we did.
Okay, they can do that because, like, they're, you know, ironically, those people. That's why the Jericho thing doesn't work for me, because, like, they already have that type of character with the entire Elite group. That's why the Jericho thing doesn't work for me well. So, in my eyes, who is someone that the Elite like that isn't do anything? And that's Scorpio Sky. Like, he did a, you know, 20-second vignette. Was it on Collision? Yeah, it was on Collision. Like, what are you doing with Scorpio Sky? What happened to that person? I know that people just blatantly forgot about that. I mean, he's pretty much the first black champion in AEW. He was tag team champion with Frankie Kazarian. Hi, Frankie, please unblock me on Twitter. Why in the first place? That's a whole different situation.
Yeah, Tony Schiavone. Why
are you blocking me? Tony Schiavone as well, you know.
Jerk ass.
So, like, that raises a bunch of questions. Also, I know that Sean never, and I mean ever, he never reported that the Motor City Machine Guns were a part of the AEW roster now. He never reported that. But, like, if they are, did they fit anywhere here? And if they do, why would they? Because, like, why would they fight for AEW when they've literally never been there?
Well, so that part, like, would be because of the Young Bucks, you know? Like,
okay,
that,
okay.
It's not about AEW. That's just them trying to get with the Young Bucks, like, fighting the Young Bucks. But I don't get the... I don't get the acclaimed part.
I never got the acclaimed part. I mean, like, I'm not an acclaimed person. I'm sorry. Like, they were over for a long time, but, like, I just never got the bit. I just keep thinking, like, if the majority of the audience is all for the acclaim being a part of that. I mean, it makes sense in storyline. If you think about it, it makes all the sense.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they make it work, I'm all for that. But I suppose that we're going to see because when did they announce Blood and Guts?
July 24th, I want to say. I think it was.
July.
In Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay, so they have a month.
Of Double J, Jeff Jarrett. That's JEFFJARRETT.
Never do that again. Because you see, SP3 is in the chat and he said hi and then bye.
Yeah, if well, that wasn't because I did that.
If you don't watch out for that, so I'm going to go join SP3 and quit the show, okay?
Oh, coexisting with SP3 and Maggie. It'd probably actually make you more money. So,
yes.
Man. I don't get the acclaimed. I'm still, like, on this. Because I like Anthony Bowens a lot. Maybe they'll go with some angle where they get Max Caster, like, heard him beforehand, and so maybe they just use Anthony Bowens part of the team, and because I totally could see, because I think Forbidden Door finishes with Swerve and Will Ospreay shaking hands after the match, okay, after Swerve wins. Mm-hmm. I could totally see Ospreay being part of this match.
I mean Death Triangle are right there.
Yeah.
And also, Samoa Joe, Hook, and Shibata are right there.
God, that's a good point. Right here, the ace hits it. Well, he says Billy, but you could go with Willie Ospreay.
Willie
Ospreay. I think Will's going to be part of it. Yeah. So. That's right. Pac is in the Owen. But, well, the Owen will be over by then. Right?
The Owen finishes at Forbidden Door.
No. The Owen finishes
at Forbidden Door.
No.
The finals of the Owen are in Forbidden Door.
No. The finals of the Owen are... July 10th, I think.
Check again.
In Calgary. I'm pretty sure it's Calgary. Right? Because maybe somebody can correct us. or correct me. Yeah.
Is it there?
Yeah, I thought it always ends there.
What are they going to have at Forbidden Door then?
Forbidden Door? Just Forbidden Door is just matches, like singles and tag team matches with New Japan for the most part, except for the title match with Swerve and Ospreay. For now. I mean, they could still... Oh, the TNT ladder match.
The TNT ladder match adds in Forbidden Door, right? Is this what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. The TNT ladder match, I believe, set Forbidden Door.
Wait.
I'm confused. Who's on first? Who's on third? I don't know.
Yeah, okay. I'm looking at my notes. This is the healthy thing about note-taking. Winners of the Young Couple be determined in Alberta, Canada. They get a world title shot at Wembley. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. So, the finals of the TNT are at Forbidden Door, right? Am I remembering this correctly?
Yes.
The TNT finals are going to be determined at Forbidden Door. Correct. Okay. So, I knew that something was going down at Forbidden Door.
Yeah. That match.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. So, when will this be?
The Blood and Guts is July 24th.
July 24th. And the Alberta show
in Nashville, Tennessee, the home of Jeff Jarrett.
Okay.
JEFFJARRERT. I'm doing our friend Tom Campbell some justice here.
Sure. I mean, you're lucky that that was funny, okay? Yeah. You're still lucky that was funny. So, again, Pac is right there.
Yeah, I won't, because I want Maggie to stay.
Yeah. At least, you know.
But anytime she brings up Blood and Guts,
I'm sorry, but like without anyone sending super chat about it, he's not gonna mention that again. Okay.
No, and I did not forget it. I have it right here. Nope, that's not it. Shit. That I did have it right there. Get Caster away from Bowens. Exactly.
Yes, please. It's sort of like a comfort for me that, you know, I see that people are also, you know, on the same page, because I kind of feel guilty for not liking the Acclaim, because like a lot of people do, and then I see that a lot of people fell out of love with the Acclaim, and like, I don't know why that is. Anthony Bowens is such a wonderful wrestler, and I can see him having a wonderful singles.
I like Tony career. Bowens. I'm a big fan of him.
Yeah.
So, the other guy. Yeah.
He does that weird thing on social media where, you know, also his raps, like, if you try not to rap about, you know, serious things that, you know, promote assault or like whatever, like, please don't do that. Just don't do that. Like,
yeah,
ever.
I don't. Who would win in a B&G?
Blood and Guts, DC or Marvel? Burden. Well, I'm always going to say Marvel. I was like, I've always been a Marvel person and not a DC. Yeah. Plus, you know, Marvel has Tom Hardy. So. They win there.
Technically DC had Tom Hardy too, but he died.
Yeah, it's Bane. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, so we can get best of all words. He did a pretty good Bane, right?
He does. He did. Like, I liked his voice as Bane.
Yeah. Now you have my permission to die.
Just search you.
Yes.
Okay. So one thing I wanted to talk about before we move on, we Ricochet gave his notice to the WWE. Maggie, do you think we are Yeah. Do you think we're getting the reason why we might not be getting Ospreay versus Swerve at All In is because we're getting Will Ospreay versus Ricochet at All In?
I mean, that's a pretty good excuse. That's all I'm gonna say. If that is the reason, I'm gonna shut up and take that reason. I've always wondered what seeing Ricochet perform live would feel like. And the fact that I may get it, that's a wonderful thing.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a good feeling.
Yes. I always feel anxious when we bring up people from WWE jumping ship to AEW, because what space could they possibly occupy in that roster?
Because, well, that's the thing here.
It's kind of a lot.
This is my thought process with Ricochet. And again, it's easy for me to spend somebody's money, because Sean says it best. You never know what somebody's motivation is with money. In my opinion, when I would like to see, this is what I would like to see. I would like to see Ricochet just kind of do the Matt Cardona thing. Just
exactly.
Wrestle yeah. where he wants to. Go do some TNA matches. Go do some AEW matches. Go do some GCW. He's going to make a shit ton of money. New Japan matches. He's going to make a shit ton of money.
Speedball Mike Bailey and Ricochet. Yeah. I need to see that.
That's what I hope he does. I hope. And then if he decides, I mean, this is me again, and I'm, like I said, I'm spending someone else's money, so it's easy for me to say, that's what I as a fan, that's what I want. But like I've said all the time, and like we say, we want the wrestler to be happy. What's best for them is what we want. What I would like to see is for him to kind of just do the Matt Cardona thing, just go all over. Show up at AEW.
Just have fun.
Because he's gonna make money, you know.
Yeah.
He's gonna make money. The one thing that I mean, that's the biggest thing. There's so many matches out there that we want to see Ricochet have. Mike Bailey. I want to see him have a really good match with Mustafa Ali, you know, like where they get time, like give them 20 to 25 minutes, you know, just
do shit you
like
remember that gif of Ricochet, Mustafa Ali, and Aleister Black? Mm-hmm. That gif of all three of them sitting down on the ring in a yoga pose. That's what I want.
Yeah,
the three of them.
And this time they just point at each other, kind of like
NXT. Yeah. That's the only time I want an NXT chant in AEW. That is the only one. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that.
So I don't actually want, in my point of view, I don't actually want Ricochet to sign a contract with AEW. I want him to go all around and have fun on the indies. And probably if he wants, he can go back to WWE, because like the way they wrote him off this week with Bron Breakker, they kind of left the door open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And by all means, like, this is the thing. Until you see him in another place, it's not a guarantee, you know?
It's not a guarantee. Absolutely. Might have given
his, like, notice and stuff, but like they can still talk.
They can talk it out. They can work something out, and Ricochet can be all for that. I mean, again, we have no idea what people want to do. Like, they're the reason, like, I know that they're the reason why we watch wrestling, but whatever works for them, we should never be, you know, selfish about that. If he wants to sign a contract with AEW, by all means, just do that. If this is what's going to make you happy, okay. But I just want to see Ricochet on my television. I don't want him to sign a contract for another company and do exactly what he's been doing with WWE, and that's sit on the, you know, on the back, just
yeah,
and taking a paycheck. This is exactly the same thing that Ethan Page said on NXT. He said that he was tired of sitting at home collecting a paycheck.
Jesus Christ.
So maybe Ricochet is the same way.
Well played, Corey. Maggie, let's plug your shit.
Guys, you can follow me on Twix at Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. Please check out my prediction show with SP3 at True Heel Heat channel on YouTube. We had such a blast. And I hope you enjoy all the wrestling this weekend. It's going to be so great.
Guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twix. I'm also on Instagram at Fightful Rob and on Threads at Fightful Rob. Every Friday, just like today, you can catch me at 3 o'clock Eastern with this lovely lady right here on Fightful Overbook for coexisting with Rob and Maggie. We have a good old time. I want to say thank you for you being here. We also want to say thank you just for week in, week out, just supporting us. And we have a good old time. And I hope, along with Maggie, we hope you have a good old time enjoying Clash at the Castle tomorrow. Clash at the Sandcastle tomorrow, rather.
How fingers crossed that Mama Rhodes takes a Styles Clash. Just fingers crossed.
Damn. But guys, want to say thank you so much for joining us. We really do appreciate you. And we will see you again here next week. We will talk about what went down at Clash at the Sandcastle. We will be previewing. Well, we don't have a pay-per-view next week.
Oh, shocker.
So. Yeah, so we got a little break from predictions. After that, then it'll be predictions heavy for the next 2 weeks because we got Forbidden Door. Then we also have Money in the Bank.
Yep.
And another NXT show. So, guys, want to say thank you. Enjoy your weekend. And, again, thank you for tuning in. We really do appreciate you guys. Peace out. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.